fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing too.
I'm betting you're going fishing there, Leaf.
You bet I will.
Am I betting on a good bet there?
No, that's a pretty sure thing. I don't really understand how Vegas odds work. I've been talked to about odds, and like first it was the Super Bowl, and then I watched some of the UFC stuff, and so I saw
+2,000.
Yeah, is a plus a good thing or a minus a good thing?
I don't know.
Thing?
I'm still working it out too. It's...
So whatever. I don't know what the odds are, plus or minus, but they're great.
But the odds that you're going to be fishing, good odds. So since we talked last time, you had a fly tying seminar class that I was able to get in on.
Yeah, I was happy to see you.
Well, you know, I didn't want to let you know because I didn't want to sit on a, you know, in a seat that somebody else wanted. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to check the morning of. There was a spot for me, thank goodness. I've been thinking about it ever since. It's totally tripped me out. I loved it.
Inspiration in both the fishing guide angle here and and in that case, and in a lot of things that I do, inspiration is big for me. I want to see other people get inspired. You know, when I used to do the terrain park at the Loop, and just any of this stuff.
You know, it really appealed to me partly because I've always been a hand making guy. You know, I just like
the thing. That's natural for you.
Yeah, and I think it's something that. I think most human beings are a little bit like that. They want to make something with these great little tools we've got on the end of our arms, you know, and it makes us happy. It satisfies us. And maybe it
makes you think you could kind of do for yourself if it wasn't on the shelf.
Oh, like, yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
There's a good saying, right?
Well, and you know, the thing is, too, I mean, I did have some old forgotten skills. Uh-huh. I had tied some flies, but the coronamids, which are probably one of the great flies to know how to tie are easy.
Yeah.
They were pretty easy.
Oh, they're so easy. Yeah. You know, 3 to 5 minutes once you kind of get a feel for that bug and you'll be able to crank one out. And, you know, it's a bug that works still water, moving water. And it's kind of just, it's one of those super important bugs for especially the spring season, winter, you know, the colder months, like we've talked about in the past, when it's colder, the bugs are generally smaller.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you start out your spring on our lakes with those, the size that we were tying, kind of just this real nice, slender, size 12. And, you put that about 6 feet under your indicator and when it's coronamid time, it's every 5 to 10 minutes that thing goes down.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, that's what I thought. You know, I thought, well, this is a really handy bug. I mean, just to let people know, we also tied a big leech, and then we also tied a big old grasshopper, and those were fun too. They were certainly much more complicated bugs, and those didn't look so good.
Yeah,
on my part.
Well, I thought your bugs looked pretty dang good.
Well, like I said, I did have some old skills, and I knew how to use the tools, which I love those tools. They're really fun. But before we get into the report, you and I were talking about before we went on the air here that you want to be getting into, just a series of skills classes.
Uh-huh.
And you never know, you know, who's listening. But we should probably start giving people an email where they can kind of get on these lists.
I think you're right. I think this brainstorm I've got going needs to coalesce a bit.
Well, how would somebody just contact you? And then we'll talk about some of the things that they could be getting from you. How would they get hold of you?
Either give me a call at 509-429-7298 or email me at methowfishingadventures@gmail. I've got a variety of ideas going, and they should be kind of getting implemented from, you know, a couple months from now on through, I think, maybe the summer.
Uh-huh.
You know, one idea of doing, you know, maybe coupling some casting skills and fishing skills with some hanging out and just talking fishing theory, such as fishing up at Freestone and doing a little sip and cast or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I've done a lot of guiding for them, both up there on their awesome little pond, and such a great place to be able to stay, too. I mean, you could couple great food and drink with great fishing, and also they take their clients out on the water quite a bit. So I've been thinking like a cast and sip up there.
Okay.
Where we actually just go through the act of fishing and then also sit and talk, like, you know, what makes fish bite and how to fish for those fish, you know, or just any questions you might always have, feel free to run them by me, you know, about the backcountry or about fishing down here.
So really, if you have thought about maybe getting hold of Leaf at Fishing Adventures.
@gmail.
@gmail.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you'll just keep a list and when you get enough people do something.
Maybe a summer camp here at Twistworks. Yeah. That was a great idea that Sarah and one of the parents of the kids that was here for the tying had. I think that sounds like a great idea.
Okay.
Love to see, I definitely need to see more younger fishermen coming up.
Yes.
It's been a thing we've talked about where it's kind of an ever-shrinking group. And if we, you know, we don't have people there lobbying for opportunities, then we could lose those opportunities.
Yeah, and I just got to say, from my point of view, it was fun getting back into learning how to do a few ties, and that's going to be fun to fish those, too.
I'm glad to hear it.
Man,
I'm glad to hear it.
I was happy
to see my buddy hook into a couple fish on the river with his chronomid right after the class.
So, oh, that's so cool.
You know, it's good to get people stoked out on it.
So that brings us to what kind of water we got out there. What kind of fishing opportunities have you seen and been active in?
Well, the river, you know, I would take any chance if you were wanting to get those whitefish put in the freezer to get out there pretty soon, because I kind of feel that window closing. I'm sure that'll probably be closed here pretty soon. You know, I'm not sure when, maybe the next couple of weeks. It's slated to go through March if there wasn't impact on steelhead, but we're going to have more steelhead up this way pretty soon, so that's going to be happening. So if you need a couple more days to get your smoker filled up, I would get out there and get it done soon. It's been really pretty on the river.
Yeah,
these big, beautiful ice shelves that had set up are now cracked off and pretty dramatic looking. I noticed the twist finally thawed out. I don't know if you've looked over the bridge
driving
into town lately, but take a look at that. It's pretty cool looking.
Okay.
Just saw more like shelf ice set up this year in the upper river than I've seen in a long time, and so it's pretty dramatic. It'd be a good time to get down there and take some pictures, if nothing else.
Yeah.
I've been kind of photo bugging on that.
Oh yeah, cool. So
and the frozen water.
Okay, yeah. What about that?
You know, as far as I can tell, everything's kind of still pretty firm on top, and we'll have some or whatever below freezing coming up here this
week.
Yes,
it's going to get cold again.
So it'll be fairly solid on top, and like I say, it's still very thick. So no danger of much but getting your feet wet on the worst day. And from what I hear, those kokanee are biting better up at Patterson than they kind of had throughout the season. So if you want to get some of those for the smoker,
I was going to say,
there's another good opportunity right there.
Okay.
I'm just kind of looking at possibly shooting over to Omak Lake here soon again, and I'm really looking forward to heading over to the upper part of Rufus Woods and doing a little fishing there, too.
Okay, I figured you'd probably be doing that. Have you been over to Omak since we talked last time?
Not since last time, no.
I was surprised at how much action you saw over there.
I was, too. So as much as I wanted to go right back, I'm kind of holding off, but I heard a report. You know, it was just a few days ago of a few folks that went up there and got double-digit numbers. So
really?
They might just be coming up kind of early.
Okay.
Pay attention to your regulations there. Right now, from our end, you want to fish either Beer Can or Mission Bay. But I know Mission closes, I think, in March to all non-tribal members. So just pay attention to the regulations, because like I've said in the past, they differ on that lake.
Yeah, and we're talking about Lahontan. There and they're an interesting population.
Super cool fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old cutthroat from the Great Basin.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a little, you know, living history almost there.
Yeah. And beautiful, beautiful fish. Beautiful area, too. A lot of people just go there to walk and hike. I found it hard not to just want to scramble up the rocks and get a vista from up above. So you might just go over and take in the view.
I'll tell you, man, that's what makes fishing such a fun adventure. Even if you don't catch fish, you're probably in this awesome spot.
Worst case scenario, you're just standing in the middle of something beautiful, not catching fish.
Yeah, worst case.
It could be totally worse than that.
Way better than all your other days, most likely.
Yeah, so that's what's happening. And, you know, like you were saying, just any folks that are interested in some of these ideas, like I say, they're still kind of coalescing in my fishy brain, but it's something I've been wanting to do, want to get more people into it.
Okay.
I feel like there's a few folks that are on the fence, and they know that they're I've talked to a lot of people. They just know there's someplace beautiful, and they think it's crazy not to to do it. And
you know, after I tied a few flies, I went home, and one of our daughters is staying with us for a few days, and I told her about that. And she goes, oh, man, I'm going to get back into fishing. And she was just at that age where she was a little bit younger than the boys, and she didn't quite retain it. You know, so she needs to be exposed to something again. I told her about 10 Carl rods and stuff. There's just so much stuff to talk about fishing.
Yep, I'm going to go pick one up. Ordered one through Lance up at the Outdoorsman.
Oh, cool.
Couldn't be better for those small streams.
Yeah,
we're getting people started.
Yeah, we'll talk about all that stuff again. But if you haven't been fishing in a while, make plans. Go fishing.
If you need any more info, just give me a call, 509-429-7298. or hit me up at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. You can catch the blog or podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And don't forget to take care of one another and get that fish right on. And it's like he was going fishing, and my mama's going fishing, and the baby going fishing too.